we don't often get to see you conducting the Utah Symphony, at least not often enough. What does conducting do for you personally?
Well, it's interesting because before there were really conductors, the orchestra was led by the violin from the violin, and that's what I'll be doing most of the time as playing with my colleagues, but in a much more enhanced physicality so that they can try to read from my movements, you know, so we can all be together and all have the same approach to the music.
One of the better known works on the program is Souk's Serenade for Strings. What do you enjoy most about conducting this piece?
Well, it's really fun for me to get to really dig into a piece that is, you know, although it's one of the better known pieces on this weekend's concert, it isn't as well known as so many of the other amazing string serenades like Dvorak and Tchaikovsky and such. So it's, he's a composer which people might have heard of but, you know, would be probably hard pressed to sing a tune from. And so for me, that's a lot of fun because I think the music is amazingly beautiful. And to get to share that with not just the audience, but some of my colleagues who may not have gotten to play the piece before, it's really rewarding. And I'll tell you, it's additionally challenging in this new era of concerts because we're, you know, the strings are much more distanced than we normally are. And so to play without a conductor and everybody 6 feet apart, it is a really big challenge, but one that I think brings all the musicians together and helps us all really, you know, get ourselves rowing in the same direction.
Madeline, another piece on the program is Battaglia by Bieber. What can you tell us about this one?
This is a very interesting piece from the later part of the 17th century. I feel like composers around this time had an incredible freedom to experiment with all kinds of really interesting, they weren't stuck in a form like maybe we think of composers a little later on in the classical period. They really had this freedom to experiment. And Bieber definitely does that in this piece. It's for strings, and he uses a number of techniques which had either been rarely used or never used, including collegno, which is to hit the bow, to hit with the wood of the bow on the string. He also uses a sort of a snap pizzicato, which we tend to call a Bartok pizzicato, but here he was doing it, you know, 250 years earlier.
Yeah.
And an incredibly unusual effect is, in order to mimic the sound of a snare drum during the battle, he asks the bass player to weave paper through his strings. So it creates this sort of drum sound. As I play the part of the piccolo, the first solo violin plays a sort of militaristic tune over that. So it's a really, really fun piece and one that I think audiences usually really enjoy that they may not be familiar with it.
Madeline, thanks for chatting with me this afternoon, and good luck with the concerts.
Thank you so much.